Hi guys, welcome to the Godly Woman Podcast. This podcast is aimed at equipping and encouraging women on a journey with God. I'm your host, Monique Lake Phillip, and it's so good to be with you all today. Thank you so much for joining me on yet another episode. Guys, this episode is going to be fire. Warning, you're going to be blown away. I am blown away by this message that God gave me. So stay tuned. But before we jump in, I must talk about the heat. So it's August the 7th, a beautiful Monday, but it's hot. It's very, very hot right now, right? I just had to mention that. So if I start to stutter or, I don't know, my words don't come out the way that I want it to come out, I apologize because of this heat. But guys, we're talking about letting the Lord build a house, right? Letting the Lord build our house. And I'm very, very excited about today's episode. It's crazy because sometimes, you know, you would read the Bible and you would come across these amazing scriptures, but you wouldn't necessarily you would read the Bible today and then 5 years after you would remember a scripture. That's insane because this scripture that I'm going to be sharing with you guys, Psalm 127 verse 1 to 3, I would have read this some years ago and I completely just forgot about it for whatever reason. And in this season, this specific season that I'm in, God just brought back the scripture to me, brought back the scripture to my mind. And I'm just so refreshed and I'm so encouraged. And I feel so led to share this message with you guys about letting the Lord build the house. And it's insane because I did our Bible study, The Unknown. Y'all can check it out in the Godly Woman Community Facebook group. I did that Bible study and this scripture is literally perfect fitting. But I didn't mention the scripture in that Bible study. But you know what? It's cool. We're going to be talking about it today and it's going to be a blessing. It's a blessing to me, honestly. So let's dive in, right? Psalm 127 verse 1. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. In vain you rise early and stay up late, toiling for food to eat, for he grants sleep to those he loves. Sons, I heritage from the Lord, children, I reward from him. And I really want to focus on the first part of the scripture. Unless the Lord builds the house, its builders labor in vain. And I feel like this scripture is so fitting for this season that we are in. I feel like we're in a season of, I don't know for you guys, but just feeling discouraged. I feel discouraged when I look at the news, not just in Trinidad and Tobago, but worldwide, the things that are happening. I feel like the world is increasingly getting wicked, it's getting darker, it's just so much more evil. And the Bible tells us, right, that evil is going to increase in the last days. So with all of the discouragement and all of the craziness taking place and with all of these things that, with the rise of social media, we go on social media and we see all these so-called successful people and celebrities, and sometimes we could feel as if if our lives don't look like that, then we are failing. If our lives don't measure up or don't capture what is being shown to us, then we're missing something in our lives. But that is not the answer. I want to let you guys know, fame is not the answer in this life. Money is not the answer in this life. All of those things that you see constantly being thrown towards you on social media and in shows, that is not the answer. God is the answer. Letting God build your house is the answer. And the great thing about it is your house is going to look different from everybody else, right? Letting the Lord build your house. And obviously, we're not talking about God taking a hammer and, taking wood and actually building a house. The house, meaning your relationship, your career, your finances, every area of your life, letting God be in control, letting God lead, letting God take total control over your life, every aspect of your life. Unless he is in control of it, is all your labor is going to be in vain. Labor, think about you spending hours on that business plan, you having so much tears over that relationship, so much stress and frustration over that career, and God never told you to be in a relationship. He never told you to start that business. He never told you to be in that job in the first place. So it's so important to be led and directed by the Holy Spirit. It's so important to do what God tell us to do, because it's gonna be in vain. Like anything, and I get so excited thinking about this scripture, because there is this meme on social media that says, I don't even get upset anymore when things don't go my way, because I'm so confident in the plans of God for my life. I probably butcher that meme that is all over social media, but like you get the gist of it, right? That is where I am right now. I'm in a season in my life where I am so confident in the God that I serve, that when things don't go my way, how I want it to be, like, I honestly rejoice. I'm like, God, you are in control. I give it over to you. And obviously, it's not smooth sailing. Like, I may have a little breakdown before my rejoicing, as we all may do sometimes, right? I may shed a few tears, but at the end of it, I'm like, God, you got this. Like, you are the same yesterday, today, and forever. Right? No good thing would you withhold from those who love you and those who are called according to your purpose. Like, you are a good God. Your character is good. You cannot sin. Like, I remind myself of who God is and the character of God. And that is what helps me to build my faith in Him. And that is what helps me to really trust in Him. And think about it this way, right? Like, and it's crazy to say that I rejoice when things don't go my way, because some of you listen and you're like, oh, that song's kind of insane. Why are you happy that things not going your way? Like, don't you want that job? Don't you want that opportunity? Don't you want that? Like, yes, I may want it, but I trust that God's plans for me are better than my own plans for me. And that's exactly what the scripture is saying. Unless the Lord builds the house, it's builders labor in vain. Like, I don't want to waste my time on this earth. Like, listen, time is of the essence. Time is precious, right? We don't want to be out here in these crazy, crazy streets wasting our time, right? If I could save some time, actually, if I could save all my time and just listen to God and be obedient to God, that is exactly what I'm going to do. That is exactly what I want to do. And I just posted this scripture, this message on my Instagram page at the Godly Woman Community on. And it basically says, start chasing after your dreams relentlessly, with like aggressively, because time is running out, right? And I want to also encourage you guys to go after your dreams, go after your goals with urgency, aggressively, right? But at the same time, make sure it is in alignment with the will of God. Don't go chasing after things aggressively, and God never told you to do that in the first place, right? Some of you are doing things that God never told you to do in the first place, right? You're in that relationship and God is like, did I tell you to go in that relationship? You're in that job and God is like, time to leave, time to bounce, time to hit the road, right? Don't labor in vain. Don't labor in vain. And the confidence that we could have from God, the confidence that we could have that, hey, this thing didn't go my way, but I'm like rejoicing because God, He is in control of my life. So whether it happens in my favor how I want it to go or it doesn't, like, I am rejoicing because I trust God to build my house. I trust the Lord to build my house, to be in control of every area in my life. And that confidence that you could have in God, like, working everything out, only comes when you really trust Him. The Word of God says, trust in the Lord with all thy heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways, acknowledge Him, and He will direct thy path. Right? We, in this crazy world that we live in, we are not going to be trusting God with half of our heart. We need to trust God with all of our heart, right? And He is the one that is going to direct our path. And I also think about a scripture that says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. Listen, as a Christian woman, we cannot be going through life without faith. What does faith look like? What does feet really, really look like crazy feet. Crazy feet is you literally trusting God to come true for you, even if it doesn't look the way that you want it to look. Like, some of you are single, or maybe you're hoping to be married. And yeah, you're trusting God for a spouse, right? Without faith, it's impossible to please God. Do you have faith that God is going to send up that right person? Even if you go on one date, disappointment, a second date, disappointment, third, fourth, fifth date, and you are left disappointed. Even in the midst of that disappointment, do you still have the faith that, listen, I'm not even going to stress about it. I'm going to rejoice in this season because it's going to be an encouragement for somebody else. And I'm going to rejoice because I trust the Lord to build my house. I trust the Lord to be in control of my life. Yeah, like trusting God to really be in control of your life and to really be in control of everything that you even set your mind to do. And this scripture where it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God. The opposite of faith is fear. Some of you, God is telling you to go out, launch out into the deep, right? As we see. Go and write that book. Go and start that podcast. Go and start a YouTube channel. Go and do whatever it may be. Because, you know, the time is of the essence and you need to encourage people in whatever area. But you keep procrastinating. I want to encourage you to stop procrastinating and keep going aggressively after what God is telling you to do. In urgency. Like, I don't know why God keep telling me this word, but God has just placed this message in my heart to like tell you guys to, not just you all, like I'm talking to myself, chase after what God placed in your heart to do with urgency. Because the time is of the essence. And some of you are like, well, if time is running out and God is coming, like, I'm happy. Why do I need to chase after anything if God is coming? Like, yes, God is coming. But there are a lot of people that will be going to hell. And God told you to do something for a specific reason, to save 1,000 people, 500 people. You don't know who that thing that God placed in your heart to do is going to save, is going to minister. Even if it ministers to one person, even if it touches the heart of one person and save that person from hell, then that is going to be something that we all rejoice after, right? We rejoice for. So start doing it with urgency, right? And stop the procrastinating. And you know, the thing that keeps a lot of us from fulfilling purpose, the thing that really stops us from doing what God wants us to do is fear. Fear. And guys, the enemy is such a liar. He attacks us in our minds. Like, he tells us we're not good enough. We are, like, every negative thing he could possibly tell us about ourselves, anytime he see that we're going after, you know, the plans of God for our life, or we're going after doing something that God told us to do, he keeps like messing with our mind, right? Playing mind games on us and telling us, you know, when all these things that are just lies, he lies, and that's what he does. The Bible tells us that he is the father of lies. So we are to be so connected with God, so connected with his plan and his vision for our lives, that we don't listen to the lies of the devil, that we become strong in the Lord. Like, now is not time to be weak, right? And if you are weak, well, if you are strong, then you are mandated to help those that are weak in their faith. And if you are weak, I would encourage you to find a mentor, to find a pastor, to be connected in relationship with stronger believers. Because if you are weak in a season, the enemy is going to just lick you up. He is going to play mind games on you. He is going to drive you crazy. He's going to keep you sitting on that couch, lying on that bed, not making a move. He's going to have you crippled with fear and with anxiety. That's what he wants you to do. He doesn't want you to get up, and he doesn't want you to fulfill your purpose. If he can mess with your mind and get you to believe the lie that you are not good enough, and get you to believe the lie that you're never going to amount to anything, and get you to believe the lie that what you're doing is not important, is not significant, that you're wasting your time. Listen, if the Lord is building my house, I'm not going to be laboring in vain. What a word. If the Lord is building my house, if the Lord is building our house, everything that we do is never going to be in vain. Nothing is going to be wasted. No pain, no disappointment, no heartache, no nothing is ever going to be wasted if the Lord is building our house. Now, the Lord building our house doesn't mean the storm isn't going to come, you know. The house is going to go through seasons, right? Seasons of storms, seasons of bad weather. But guess what? The foundation is going to be strong. The roof is going to be strong because the Lord is building our house. Nothing is going to fall apart on our house. The windows are not going to fly out, right? Our house isn't going to be no bootleg house. You know, like you hear these people pay contractors to build their house. And then it's like the pipe not working, the lights not working. Like, listen, when God is building our house, when he is the one in charge of our life, we're not going to labor in vain. It doesn't matter what comes our way. It doesn't matter the trial. It doesn't matter the tribulation. Listen, what is for you is for you. Whatever is for you is for you. Like, that just came to my mind. Like, growing up, I would hear my mom saying that and I would get like upset. I'm like, gosh, mommy, you love to say this thing. But it's true. What is for you is for you. Like, whatever God has in place for your life, it's going to be for you, you know. You don't need to stress. You don't need to strive. You don't need to frustrate yourself. You don't need to do, like, it is for you. The plans of God for your life is going to come to pass. I declare it in Jesus' name. Nobody is going to be able to stop the plans of God for your life. Nobody is going to be able to stop where God wants you to be, when he wants you to be there, what he wants you to do there. Like, not a soul, not even the devil could stop the plans of God from coming to pass in your life. I declare it right now in Jesus' name. I come against every demonic thought that the enemy is placing in your mind, trying to cripple you with fear. Listen, do it even if you feel scared. Do it even if you feel afraid. Do it anyway and pray through that. Pray through that season of fear. Pray that God will remove that fear from your heart. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. Having faith in God is looking at a mountain and trusting that, listen, this mountain is going to be moved. Because you have so much faith in the Lord. The Word of God says, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can move mountains. Your faith doesn't have to be this crazy big, humongous thing. Like, just a little bit of faith that, listen, God is the one in control of my life. He is the one building my house. So I'm not going to labor in vain. This work that I'm putting in here now is not going to be in vain. Yes, I'm experiencing all these hardships. Yes, I'm experiencing this pain. Yes, I'm experiencing this disappointment. But it's not going to be in vain because God is the one building this house. I'm just following the direction. And I'm just reminded of like Noah and the ark, right? Noah following the direction of God. Building this ark. Noah literally just obeying God and building this ark. And his labor obviously wasn't in vain because he followed the direction of God. If Noah just like strayed one inch from the direction of God, like who knew if they would have made it through the storms, through the flood? Who knew, right? And that's why it's so important that we let God guide us, that we let God direct us. I love this scripture that says, seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all will be added. When we are seeking after the things of God, it means we make time to read the word, we make time to pray, we make time to worship, we make time to just sit in silence and listen. We make time to just shut up. That came out wrong. But it's true, like sometimes we talk too much. Like, it's okay to actually make time to be quiet and not say anything and just be still. Be still and know that I am God. Be still and know, my child, that I am God. The seas are raging and everything seems crazy around you, but just look to me. Just look to me. Don't take your eyes off of me. It doesn't matter how crazy it gets. It doesn't matter how whatever is going, like, keep your eyes on me. Unless the Lord watches over the city, the watchmen stand guard in vain. Wow. Such a powerful, powerful scripture. In vain, you're going to get up. You're going to be toiling for food to eat. You're going to be doing, like, all these things you're going to be doing. And it's going to be naught. It's going to be in vain. Like, trusting God so much. Like, I want you, my ladies, to trust God so much. Trust in the plans of God for your life so much that you don't even get disappointed. You don't even get frustrated. You don't even get stressed out. You literally laugh in the face of the enemy when things don't go your way because you are so confident in the plans of God for your life. Listen, when you reach in that stage, the peace that you have, it literally passes past all understanding. Like, people can't even understand the peace. People are like, how is she so calm? How is she, like, not bothered? How is she not stressed out right now? How is she not frustrated right now? Because you have the peace of God. Because you can rest in that peace, knowing, having that blessed assurance that God is in control because He is the one building the house. He's the one building your career. He's the one building your marriage. He's the one building your relationship. He's the one building your business. He is the one that is doing the building. And you are the one being obedient to the direction and the leading of the Holy Spirit. Your labor is not going to be in vain, my sister. Some of you, you're doing things and you're like, you're disappointed, right? You're discouraged because you feel like, yes, God told you to do this thing, but you feel like you're laboring in vain. You are not. And I rebuke that lie from the devil in Jesus' name. When God tells you to do something, it's so important to be obedient to God, even if it seems like it's crazy. Even if it seems like what you're going to do doesn't make sense, the circumstances isn't working out how you want it to work out, even if the environment, like, it doesn't matter. Like, whatever God told you to do, do it anyway. Because that is God building your house. And the labor, the work that you put in, when you listen to God and when you do what He tells you to do, is not going to be in vain. Your reward might never be on this earth, you know. But guess what? Your reward is going to be in heaven. So I want you to keep seeking after God. Do what God tells you to do. Like, it's crazy because sometimes we don't do what God tells us to do because we are afraid of failure. I had to learn this message, and I learned this message in, like, a secular way. Like, you know, listening to, like, business podcasts and stuff and hearing people, huge business people, talking about failure and the fact that, you know, you have to be willing to fail. What business book was that I was reading, boy? I can't even remember. But it's crazy because, like, sometimes you could, like, God could actually speak to you through something that may not be in, like, a Christian forum, as I should say. And that whole idea of doing something, that whole idea of, like, not being afraid to fail, that is actually biblical because God tells us we are not supposed to have a spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind, right? So I just have this mentality now, this mindset now, that when I feel scared, I run after it. I chase after things that I'm scared of. Obviously not in, like, a crazy, annoying, ridiculous way, right? If I feel scared of, like, dying, I'm not going to chase behind, like, a man with a gun. Like, I'm talking about things like life decision. Like, God will say, okay, write this book. And I'm, like, scared. Like, oh my God, who's gonna buy it? Blah, blah, blah. But I'm like, okay, I feel scared. I know God is telling me to do it. I'm gonna run after this. I'm gonna do it to the best of my ability. That's what I mean. Like, when it comes to God telling me to do things, and I know God is saying, do it, just do it anyway. And I'm like, but God, what if this happens? But God, what if that? Like, you keep thinking about how many ways it can fail. Like, anyone of you can relate to this? where God tells you to do something, but your brain just goes into overdrive and all you are thinking about is a million ways that it can fail. And God is like, do it, just do it, right? Like, what if it fails? What if you do that thing and it just doesn't work out? What if you start that business and it fails? You are going to learn so much lessons from that. It's literally not going to be a failure. Like, it's actually going to be a success. Like, we need to actually change our mindset and condition our mind to stop seeing things as failure and start seeing it as, like, a success. Because even if something, quote-unquote, fails, did it really fail? Like, did it really fail? Yes, probably, but the lessons that you would have learned would be so invaluable that it far outweighs the failure. It far outweighs the failure, right? If you want to call it a failure, because it's really not, like, it didn't work out, but was it really a failure? That is just my encouragement to you guys. Like, do not give up. Do not give up. Chase relentlessly after the things of God. Because once He is the one building the house, your labor is never going to be in vain, right? Even though, as I said, you're going to experience some trials during that labor period, right? You're going to experience some tribulation. You're going to experience some tears when you're laboring. But guess what? The labor is not going to be in vain. Like, we don't want to be out here in these streets wasting time. Time is something that we don't have. Like, sis, we do not have the time to be wasting. Like, let the Lord build the house so that our labor isn't going to be in vain. Like, imagine just spending hours and hours, like, planning that business and God never told you to start a business in the first place. All the tears, all the stress, all the frustration over that business that God never told you to start in the first place. Like, you're laboring in vain. You're laboring in vain. And the crazy thing is, like, our houses aren't going to all look the same, right? The Lord building our house may not look like Jenny's house, may not look like Tommy's house, may not, like, stop comparing yourself to other people. Your story is your story. You are unique. You are special. There's a reason why God gave all of us a unique fingerprint. The reason why God gave all of us a unique face, unique features. Because we are different, our story is going to look different, our experiences are going to look different, and that is the beauty of it. Like, there is beauty in differences, right? There is just so much beauty in that. So, guys, like, I am so pumped, and, like, I'm just very excited with this message that I have shared with you guys, and I have a next message coming up that I have in my mind, and I'm so excited. It's crazy because, like, I know I'm going on a break at the end of August, but I'm like, do I really want to go on a break? Because I feel, like, pumped. I don't know. I was so kind of exhausted because I know some episodes back I was like, guys, I'm tired and I'm dragging through these episodes for you guys. But for some reason, I feel pumped and I feel excited. Maybe it's because I know I'm going on a break. Probably. Okay, yeah, I'm definitely going to take a break. I'm going to take a break at the end of August and we're going to come back with season 4. In January, and I have some exciting news for you guys. Like, I'm planning something very special right now, and I'm going to be announcing it in January. So stay tuned for that, hopefully in January. But anyway, in season 4, whenever season 4 starts, whether it's in January, February, March, hopefully it's before March, right? That, yeah. But I'm very excited. I'm very excited to see where God is going to take you, where God is going to take all of us. And I just want to encourage you to let the Lord build your house, right? We want God to be building our houses. We want God to be directing us because we want to just be so confident in His plans that we don't even stress when things don't go according to how we want it to go. We laugh, we smile, we rejoice. It might come a little bit after some tears, right? After a little breakdown, but we trust and we are confident in His plans that, listen, we don't even stress when it doesn't happen how we want it to happen, because He is the one building our house and our labor isn't going to be in vain. He told us to do something, So us doing it, even if it doesn't go our way, it's not going to be in vain. There is even purpose in that. Even purpose, when things so-called fail, there's even purpose in that. And that's the beauty of letting the Lord build our house. That even when things so-called fail, it's not going to be in vain. Like the labor that we put into it is not going to be in vain because we know God is the one who led us and directed us down that path. So guys, like, I am just very, very encouraged by this message. I hope it has, it was an encouragement for you guys as well. The enemy, like, tried to, like, you know, attack this episode because I was recording it. I reached, like, almost 11 minutes in, and then I got a phone call, and for some strange reason, the episode just deleted, right? Because I'm recording it on my phone right now. But anywho, I know it was a blessing to you guys, and it was definitely a blessing to me. I am sweating. I'm very, very sweaty right now. Wish I could just take a picture and y'all could see. Like, it's crazy. It's hot. It's so hot. Anyway, I'm gonna go outside, get some fresh air, take a deep breath, and relax myself while my son is taking a nap. Probably gonna spend some quiet time in the Word of the Lord and get ready for our next episode for you guys. So yeah, we have a few more to go, probably like 3 more to go, because yeah, the last episode is gonna be the end of this season. I know you guys are gonna miss me. I'm gonna miss you guys like crazy too, but don't worry, season 4 is gonna be the bomb. It's gonna be epic. It's gonna be awesome. So anyway, I love you guys. Stay tuned for the next one. Bye.